Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the X1 Bros. This is your positive gaming and Xbox community.
Yeah.
What if we were British? We should have British edition. Hello. As always, I'm joined by Jordan and Mr. McSpicy.
Hey. I'm not going to speak.
Can you do a British accent?
But I don't want to. Oh.
Can you do an Irish?
That's my favorite one.
Go ahead, do an Irish.
No, I don't want to. I don't do it on command.
It's a potato. Welcome back to the show, you little blimey. I can't really do it. Irish is hardest. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. It's been another big week. We were just talking before the show about microtransactions. I did a video on my channel, X1 The Gamer. Go check it out. I'm doing my first live stream tomorrow. Go check it out. Plus, shameless plug. Shameless plug for me. Also, go follow Mr. McSpicy's channel because he's dropping Dungeons and Dragons stuff over there.
you nail your plug and you totally screw up mine.
I was trying to throw you a bone.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, go check out Mr. McSpicy's channel. They've been going through Baldur's Gate over there. Talking about microtransactions, I did a video on microtransactions because Dragon's Dogma 2 dropped and we all had a chance to play it. Well, two of the three of us had a chance to play it. And
I would have a chance if I had, like I said, just gaming space on my shelf. Yeah, it's just
gaming space on my shelf.
Yeah, you have your shelf of games.
Space on my shelf.
You know, that you have time for.
Yeah, that's a really good metaphor, actually.
And it's the gaming shelf.
Yeah.
And there's not room. Yeah. In order to play that game, I have to take some off that I'm not ready to do that yet.
So Dragon,
I'm excited to play it.
Yeah, so Dragon Dogma 2 has come out. We'll talk about what we think of it here in a second. But one of the big controversies that dropped when it came out, and excuse me, the internet was some people on the internet. Again, some people.
Yeah, you think we giant asterisk. You think like Xbox, the whole Xbox internet meltdown was like the meltdown for the year. We couldn't even get like 3 weeks.
2024, baby. We're going to have like weekly meltdowns.
Yeah. So we had another.
But one of them was meltdown. That there were microtransactions in the game, and it's a single player game. And people were saying this is ridiculous. They're putting behind a paywall features in this game, things that you need in this
Correction.
Game.
Correction. People who did not play the game
and
were
it
saying
largely, in fact, I lost some respect for some people. And
Again.
Yeah. some people
another weekly
slowly
thing.
Were weeding down. People who come out, people are so quick to make these virtue signal. Capcom developers should apologize for this. This is ridiculous. I've not yet played the game. Well, then go check. Then what are they apologizing? Do you even know what they're apologizing for?
What bothers me is.
And I've done that before on stuff that I can't remember because I was a child.
Yeah.
I mean, having an opinion on things is fine. And I haven't played this, but. Dealing with microtransactions that we were talking before the show, we all have different opinions on microtransactions. Like for me, I think it's stupid. Nah, I think it's lame to have a single player game have microtransactions. That sure. said, if you're going to do it, have them suck. That's I'm more no, okay with that than you think.
Yeah, but man, here's my problem. When I say like virtue signaling, you're not saying Capcom should apologize for these. This is ridiculous.
No,
like,
yeah.
That, and then you look stupid because these people, because they're wildly wrong. Jordan, why don't we clarify, first of all, what microtransactions are in Dragon's Dogma 2,
well,
and then we'll get to our differences of opinion here.
Yeah, so like Mark said, it's you can have your base opinion about like, oh, I don't like microtransactions in games. That's fine.
That's not what I said.
Okay, sorry.
I said single player games.
Okay, and that's fine, and that's fair, and we can discuss that and debate that and go on.
I don't think it is
the biggest the biggest issue I had this week, especially early in the week. Later in the week, it didn't get bad because people were like, "Oh, geez, I played the game." Especially early in the week was just the out. I mean, what would you call it? Were they pretty much outright lies?
I don't know. If they were they were just wrong. People made assumptions about stuff.
Misinformation.
They clearly didn't play the game.
Misinformation. Not knowledgeable about what you're talking about. So one of the big issues was people were talking about, we'll just go over a couple of them. People were talking about they put fast travel behind a paywall. And this is the big one that everybody brings up. No, they didn't.
In the words of Donald Trump, wrong.
Uh, And it is wrong, because they did not put fast travel behind a paywall, because fast travel works very specifically in this game. There's two parts to fast travel. So how it works is you have something called a port crystal, which is where you fast travel to, and then you have something called fairy tokens, which is the currency. It costs one fairy token to travel to a fast travel point, which is a port crystal. In the game, you're allowed to have a maximum of 10 port crystals. So that's where you can fast travel to. There are some that are static, that are always in the world, and then there are some that you can earn through quests or find or whatever, and place them in different spots where you think would be beneficial for your fast travel. You're only allowed to have 10 of those. So it's not like you can put 50 of them all across the map in every little spot. You're literally only allowed to have 10. If you have 10 and you want another one, you have to pick one up and move it. That being said, having 10 of those is 100% useless to you if you don't have the fairy tokens. Now, fairy tokens are a more limited resource. I wouldn't say they're incredibly difficult to get. If you explore, you'll find some randomly, and then there is some in the shop for a, I would say, handful of gold. It's not like an outrageous amount. Well, it's a good amount of gold. It's not like an outrageous amount of gold, but if you play the game, you'll get enough gold to buy some from the shop, and you'll be able to fast travel. To give you a point, I am probably 3/4 of the way through the game. I have 2 in my stash and 2 on my person. So I have 4 total, and I've already probably used maybe 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah.
So you can get them. Now, the microtransaction, and I don't know the price of this, if it was one of the $1 ones or the $5 ones, but one of the microtransactions was you can purchase a port crystal, not the currency, the crystal. And
that you're limited that to crystal anyways.
Is you're only limited to 10, and that specific crystal that you can purchase through a microtransaction, you can only purchase one time per account. So you can't just say, okay, I'm going to spend $10 and purchase all 10 of them. You can literally only purchase one.
Yeah, that so that was that and the Wake Stone, right, is probably the two that got the most misinformation.
Well, the Wake Stone's even more useless to purchase.
Yeah.
So that being said, yes, you can have an argument that says, well, that's kind of pay for convenience, because now instead of getting 10, you only have to get 9. Okay.
Yep. In a single player game? Sure.
Okay. Yes, that is a convenience, but the convenience is so small.
It's useless.
The convenience is so small, and the fact that you're going to get these, and from what I've heard from different friends that have played and different, you know, creators that have played further into the game, roughly you can get maybe 5 to 7 port crystals per playthrough, and they have a pretty decent New Game Plus system in this game. So if you're hardcore enough to get all 10, you know, you're gonna naturally find them as you play the game. Yeah, is what I'm basically saying.
So what happened is basically a bunch of people were saying this was ridiculous without having played the game, really. It was like mostly negative reviews on Steam. We're now up to mixed 55% positive on Steam. The problem is on Steam. On PC, there were some technical issues.
Well, and that's why this
Which is legitimate.
Well, that's why this whole issue was a shame, because there are issues to talk about, but we can't talk about them because we got to talk about the useless $3 that gets you nowhere.
So when $2.
Yeah, I don't know. The most expensive thing was like $5.
So when push comes to shove, the game is not pay to win. The game is not. There's nothing locked behind a paywall here with the microtransactions. It's the same microtransactions that have existed in most other Capcom games that nobody complained about for whatever reason.
By the way, these are the least egregious of the Capcom games, because I think in Resident Evil 4, you could literally just pay for weapon upgrades.
Which, that does defeat the purpose of Resident Evil.
So, but anyway, it's just, whatever, you know.
But it just brings up a bigger discussion, and I did a video on my channel that it's 2020, like, it seems like we're having, I saw people say, microtransactions, I'm not, they're in a game, that's it, I'm not. First of all, microtransactions, my point, my perspective, is that microtransactions, number one, are not inherently bad. Number two, I don't care if they're in a game, and I will judge the game based on whether or not the game prevents me from enjoying it because of the microtransactions, which makes it a bad game, which makes it a game I won't play. Like, it's no longer 2000, where we're arguing whether or not microtransactions should be in game. It's 2024. Microtransactions will only continue to increase in their presence in games. The only question is the game good or not? And microtransactions are a part of that, whether it makes it.
Whether implemented in a way that you agree with or not.
But the discussion and this like knee-jerk microtransactions are bad in game, I find to be archaic.
I will adjust what I was saying a little bit. A $70 game, single-player game, in my opinion, should not have microtransactions. That's my opinion. A $70 single-player game.
Yeah, but even these microtransactions, because I would argue that I think a game like NBA 2K is a stronger argument for that, because to enjoy that game,
that is $70.
You pay $70, and then if I want to do all the card stuff in there,
What do they call their version? Do they have a version of Ultimate Team? Is it called Nut? NBA or Butt?
Yeah, I don't
basketball
know.
Ultimate Team.
Yeah, and you got to pay for all of that stuff and those card packs and stuff in there.
But that's a different argument. That is literally pay to win.
Whereas this, like, $2 to get an extra port.
That's the thing. I'm more okay with it because microtransactions are basically useless. So
yeah,
I feel like anybody who plays this game is they're just gonna ignore them.
Yeah, and it's.
Well, it's not like it's in your face either. You have to go search for them.
Right? Yeah, you have to actually go to the store. Never pops. It's not like Assassin's Creed or whatever where it blasts you.
It's literally just an option. I have zero problem with that.
No, the reason why I don't have a problem with it in this game, because I do have a problem with certain microtransactions. In this game, I could care less because they are so incredibly useless. Last night, I told Mark, you're better off taking your $1 for some of these things and going to McDonald's and investing it there. And Mark goes, well, the only thing you can get at McDonald's is a drink. And I said, Mark, that drink is worth more in value to you than these microtransactions. Like, they are so, in my opinion, because you got to say that now, they are so incredibly useless. Honestly, I don't even know why Capcom put them in. They put them in because I think they're going to, let's just say it, sucker people into buying it because they are so incredibly useless.
But they are paid for convenience. That's what they are.
Useless convenience.
Well, yeah, but if I don't want to do the work.
As you progress in this game, get the stuff that you're buying.
It's not like you're not putting really in any extra
work to get them.
I mean, put it this way. If you want to get all 10 port crystals, you probably have to do a new game plus, even if you buy the convenience factor of one of them. Because you're not going to get 10 port crystals until you go and do a new game plus and re-earn some extra port crystals.
So, Spicy, on microtransactions, you don't like them in... Why not in single-player games? So you're okay with them in multiplayer games?
$70 single-player games.
Oh, okay.
That's an important distinction. $70 single-player games.
What about $60?
$60 is the same thing. I think if you have that price point, I think that you should not be nickel and diming or the appearance of nickel and diming after... I want the full product for $70.
Sure.
That's what I want. That's what I'm saying. I spent $70 on a single-player game. I want the full experience because that's what I feel like... That was what I purchased.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my problem with it. But that's in a generalization.
You're speaking generally speaking. Not necessarily with Dragon's Dogma.
Not necessarily with Dragon's Dogma because, like I said,
there's nothing
useless.
Being prevented.
Nobody who plays this game is going to even consider buying this.
I told David this earlier, I know there's going to be someone in the comments that's really mad at this. This is my hot take. I would prefer all microtransactions are like this in every game. Because they're so incredibly useless. I do not have to buy them. Imagine if every game had useless microtransactions like this. You wouldn't have to buy them. You know?
But I'm all for supporting a developer as well. That's why I paid them. Well, it's a give and take. Yeah, I give them $70. They give me something I want.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So. If it was a free-to-play game, I totally understand. The developer has to make money. Yeah, let's do the microtransactions. Even if it was a $10 game, but this is, in this case, it isn't.
Well,
it's just a $70 game, and then I want the whole package.
It's such an interesting concept, I think, like the free-to-play versus paid, because...
Yeah, the lines are starting to gray.
And let's take Dragon's Dogma for an example. It is a $70 game with microtransactions that if you bought them all through, let's just use Steam, through Steam, if you bought them all on Steam, it would equal $42 plus tax whatever region you're in, right?
So like $110 or something like
no, that? $42 is like the max if you buy everything.
But I spent $70, so this is excluding $70.
Sorry. So, yeah.
So total, it would be less than Edge of Darkness edition of Tarkov.
Well, yeah, and what I'm saying, strictly microtransactions, is what I'm saying is $42 is the... How much is a skin in Fortnite and Call of Duty? $30?
Yeah.
You buy three skins, you're already...
They range from like $5 to $30.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, so... I don't know. I was thinking about it this week. I find it interesting.
But those are free to play games.
At a higher price tag for microtransactions, right?
So, sure, but those are.
I get it.
That's how Fortnite makes money, and they do a great job. They've perfected. Yeah. They have perfected microtransactions.
At $30
so
a pop.
I think calling stuff microtransactions is
then you can see Darth Vader running through.
I think a better way, yeah. I think a better name for microtransactions is options. Like, that's it. Pay for these options.
Paid options?
It's a very marketing answer.
But that's every game. That's why I just think the entire... We're like past... This discussion was... Was it Star Wars Battlefront loot box era?
Well, okay.
And we're 8 years past
that. That was incredibly bad implementation of microtransactions.
Yeah, but that was at the beginning when microtransactions were really going main, like really going in all big games that we'd never seen before. The free-to-play model was really coming up. With microtransactions that we had never seen before necessarily at scale. And so I understand that conversation back then. But now I judge the game. I find just the entire discussion around microtransactions completely useless because it's here. It's not going anywhere. And I don't mind it if you do it well. If you don't do it well, I will judge the game based on its completeness, like based on its entirety. Right. And that includes the options of microtransactions that you give me. If you're forcing me to be excessively, you know, you make the game excessively grindy so that I have to buy your stuff, that's not a game that I like. That's not a game that I'm going to play for. Someone else might. But they're here to stay. So I just, the knee-jerk reaction of microtransactions bad, I don't think anyone here at this table has it. I'm speaking in general at the internet, the interwebs.
Well, and that's
I think it's an old discussion that no longer needs to happen.
I also think that
Mark, your point is much more interesting discussion. Interesting point. At what price point in a single player game is it okay? I think that's a reasonable discussion.
Yeah, am I getting the package? You know, that $70 is. I've had this discussion a lot. Going from $60 a game to $70 a game is a big jump.
It's like a mental barrier.
It's big. It's your, especially with how games are being developed sometimes, you don't know if you're getting a fully polished game. Mm-hmm. You don't know if you're getting a Redfall. You don't know if you're getting, you know, you don't know what you're getting anymore. Yeah. Because back in my day,
games were
somewhat polished when they were released. Because the developer had no chance of patches.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. I mean, technology, we're living through a giant shift in gaming, and the options of microtransaction is a part of that because the technology is enabling it.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned, like, a couple minutes ago what you said, because that was one of the big discussions is if you have microtransactions in a game, for example, convenience microtransactions, it encourages the developer to make the game inconvenient, ergo, not fun, problems, and... I think you can see in some cases that's true, and generally people stay away from those games, or they don't play those games, or those games sometimes don't do well.
Yeah, but a good...
In this case, and this is specifically Dragon's Dogma, I don't think the developer made it difficult to do anything in the game because of those microtransactions.
Yeah, true.
But I think they developed the game. This is what I think happened. I think they developed this game, and I think Capcom came in and said, hey, good job, we're going to tack these on the Steam store and stuff, and here they are.
Sure.
And that's what happened.
Maybe. I don't know. Here's the thing, though. I submit to you that it's not even about the microtransactions as to whether and how they're implemented as to whether or not a game succeeds. The only thing that matters is the gameplay itself. Let me enter into the record some examples here. Diablo Immortals.
Immortal,
whatever. Genshin Impact. I don't know. Name any other wildly. What is it? Honkai Star. What is it?
Honkai Star Rail.
Star Rail. Yeah, another one.
What are you? What type of game are you naming games that have microtransactions?
Tons
of microtransactions. Very grindy. In the Diablo Immortal instance, very criticized microtransactions.
Predatory.
So wildly successful. Wildly successful. Why? I think because the only thing that people care about is the game. Is the gameplay fun? If it is, you will have a subset of people who will pay for everything.
Well, and I think it. I mean, I think,
and that's not for me. But if they want to, go ahead. I can't get mad. It's not a game that I'm going
to
get into.
Well, and here's the thing. I think people need to make decisions for themselves and not worry about what other people's decisions are. For example, Diablo Immortal. We do know it's actually wildly successful because they made a crap ton of money. I mean, I guess it depends on how you measure success, right?
Well, it's also
but to Blizzard, the company, it's very successful for them, and it's probably funding a lot of the other Blizzard games that I do like. That being said, I played Diablo Immortal, and the gameplay, like, for a phone game, like the Diablo experience, is really good. And I will admit, I had fun for a while, but Diablo Immortal...
750,000 daily active players.
Diablo Immortal, you straight up hit a wall, and you cannot progress your power unless you pay money. Like, if you do it for, like, it, you straight up hit a wall.
And once again, I think the discussion around micro, they work, like, it's here to stay, it's gonna be here to stay, it's gonna increase going forward, and it's... Whether or not one is in a game, I think, is irrelevant. The question is whether or not the game is good.
Mm-hmm.
And the game in the experience in its entirety. On that, Dragon Dogma 2, I am loving this game.
Yeah, the game is really quite incredible. Now, caveat, we've been playing on the console, so we haven't had those performance issues. Now, a real problem our uncapped 30 frames,
right,
which has been great. A real problem that actually was talked about this week but got overshadowed by a not real problem.
Chosen Gringo brought it up.
Is if you bought the game on Steam, there is a lot of PC performance issues, which is a bummer. From what I hear, if you have a 40 series card, you're good. No, you're good.
Good luck to everyone else.
Yeah, it's rough out there.
Well, that's pay to win.
Well, yeah.
That 40 series card is pricey, man.
I think
buy four Xboxes for one of those cards.
I think the 40 series card is probably in the 1% because those cards are expensive. But there has been some. Now, Capcom did come out and address it, and they said they're working on it, and I believe they're going to have a patch fairly soon. Now, there is some other criticisms that we'll talk about, but if you are a PC player, that is a legit reason to leave a bad review or not. Not like the game, because if you're going to pay $70, you should be able to play the product, which
why, like, why I'm really enjoying Dragon's Dogma. Number one, the story is pretty cool.
Actually, I think the story's stupid.
The pawn system, I like the story.
The story is hey, write something and get us, you know, because we built this game around gameplay.
The pawn system is really cool.
Yeah.
So the pawn system is basically the people that you choose to come with you. You create your own pawn, and then that pawn levels up based on whether or not other people use him. I created my son, Tomas, and he always bugs Jordan now.
Yeah, because
let me be a part of your group.
There's this really annoying thing where when you're walking and if you just like brush shoulders with another pawn, he'll like grab you and be like, hey, I can do this for you. Hire me.
I'll be great with you.
And you're like, no, gosh, I already get out of here. Like, I got it. All right.
Yeah. And having pawns in your group is actually a part of the storytelling, I think, especially as you're wandering around the world. You have one permanent pawn that levels up as you level up.
Yeah. It's your main pawn.
Then you have other pawns that can join you when they join you, they join you at the level that they currently are, and then they don't level up. So you constantly have to switch them out, and they have different play styles, like they're aggressive or defensive or supportive, and it makes it really interesting. What I like about it, too, is so often in open-world RPGs, they have very complicated systems, and while this has deep systems, I would say, it's not like forcing me into anything super complicated. Like the crafting system, very simple. I'm not having to go down huge skill trees. I love when you level up, it automatically levels up all your attributes for you. You're not having to make those decisions. Mm-hmm. Like it streamlined some of the things that become tedious to learn in these open world RPGs and lets you focus on doing what the game is best at, and that is wandering through the world killing stuff.
Yep. Killing monsters, dragons, drakes, griffins.
Yeah.
Cyclopses. And there's something about getting on an ox cart, and what an ox cart is it's
it's one of
their quick travel systems, because you can't, this game doesn't have like a traditional fast travel systems. We talked about the fairy stones and the port crystals, which is a fast travel, but that's not something you're going to use like, oh, I need to go here, then here, then here. You're not going to do that very often.
Yeah,
because, you know, so there's between main cities you can take an ox cart, which you have to pay for. Sometimes 100 gold, sometimes 200, depending on where you're traveling from. So there's something about paying 200 gold to go on an ox cart, and then in the middle of your trip, a giant griffin comes down and destroys the entire thing. And you don't get your money back.
You just lost it.
Yeah, and you gotta kill that griffin.
No, but which, you get by out. The way, so were you just not good at defending your cart?
No, it was just... So when you get on an ox cart, you can sit there, and the ox cart goes like 3 miles an hour to your destination. If you want to, you can sit through that entire travel, which will take forever because it'd be faster to walk at that point.
Yeah.
Or you can, they call it dozing off. You can go to sleep. So you can doze off, and that is the fast travel. Now, during that fast travel on an ox cart, there is a percentage chance that you will wake up and they'll be like, oh, there are goblins attacking. We need to defend the cart. And you get out and defend it. So yeah. This is what happened. Goblins attacked. I jumped out. I defended the cart. And while I was defending the cart, a griffin came down and smashed the entire cart, killed the ox. It was a bloodbath.
It sounds like a skill issue.
Yeah. And well, what was funny about it is, in the amount of time it took me to kill that griffin, I could have just walked the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like I just... Freaking ox company.
Or me on my first playthrough of the...
I don't think it's the ox company's fault. I would say it's the griffin's fault.
Here's the thing, though.
They should have put like a ballista on the back of that thing.
Yeah.
Then it would cost 300.
Griffins can be deadly. But the cyclopses are my... I always run into them. And I learned last night, Jordan was telling me, it's because I have a woman in my party.
Yeah, I do. And I believe it says it like right at the beginning. Cyclopses are attracted to women.
Yeah.
Who isn't?
Some comments here in chat. First, super chat from Techie87. He's been a member for 20 months at Tier 2 Arbiter. Huge shout out to Techie. Thank you very much. R51 Gaming says, all I hear are criticisms about Dragon's Dogma, but I spend all day at work thinking about playing it when I get home. This is the same with me. Mm-hmm. I'm very much enjoying it. This is cool. It's a cool game. Like, it's a cool world. They do exploration really well.
Yeah. Well, they make the world... matter. And part of making the world matter is the restrictions on fast travel, or the way their fast travel system is implemented.
Now,
because it makes you want to travel yourself.
And there's stuff to discover, tunnels, dungeons, caves, there's statues that you look at that will give you clues as you look out, you know, through the space and stuff. There is one, the only thing complaint I have there, and we talked about this yesterday, Jordan, is sometimes it's overwhelming as you're walking along, you'll get like ambushed by three or four groups of goblins.
And then you'll beat them and then you'll run 10 feet and it's like, oh, geez, another one. Okay. Yeah.
That sometimes but it does help you level up. So that would be my only complaint there. But my other only complaint, and I didn't understand it at first because you had told me about this, but after making multiple mistakes, I understood it. And that's what Chosen Gringo is saying here in chat. He says, my biggest gripe with this game is the save system. I just jumped in and made a bunch of mistakes, only to then find out I can't start a new character. I'm now playing on my kid's account.
That is
exactly happened to me. It's kind of a two save system.
Well, no. What he said, that is a very valid criticism, and that's actually one of mine. There is one save slot.
One.
Because what same thing happened to me, I made a character and he was a little too swole. If you know what I mean? Like, maybe I won't do this guy. So I go to make a new character because you're like, whatever. One save slot. Yeah. Now, you can argue, well, that doesn't matter, Jordan, because there's character, you know, recreations in the game and blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden you can be whatever class. You don't have to redo your classes. You can just switch, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. That's great. I do think it's a big L that you can't at least put just like three save slots in a game.
Well,
for someone to create a new character, new game.
Well,
now,
kind of two.
I want to help Chosen Gringo out here. You can fix this. So if you're on Steam, it's a little bit more complicated. I'm not 100% sure how to do it on PlayStation, but on Xbox, what you have to do is turn off your game, go into the manage game setting, and go to your save data, and you need to delete it, and then delete it everywhere. So it deletes on the cloud as well. It's the cloud that's giving you the problem. So you go in to manage your save slots, delete everything. It'll be like 510 megs or something like that. For me, I deleted it, and then I actually had to go back into it and delete it again. And at that point, it said, do you want to delete this everywhere? Like, and it's basically including the cloud. Say yes, and then if you load the game back in, you will have a fresh start.
There is something kind of cool about it, though, in that once you start, that's it. What happens, happens.
I
think it's unnecessary. I think it's an unnecessary.
I think that's terrible.
Hindrance.
That's one of the dumbest things I've heard about this game.
Also, just to get it out there, in Capcom's update, they did say that they were going to add additional save slots. Was one of their things.
Yeah. So my problem isn't with having to start a new character. Mine was just even the save itself. If you do something like I got caught in this, I was way underpowered because I missed the cart. If you miss something in this game, you just miss it. Or like if you catch the cart, but in Jordan's case, it gets destroyed and then you're stuck in the middle of nowhere. You can't get it back. But especially in the beginning zones, don't, for instance, say, hey, guys, yeah, I'll join you, Gregor, on the way to the Capitol and then run off and do other stuff because he's gone and he's dead. And
so people that give off main quests can die. And you just had to figure out how to complete the quest.
But but there's two saves. There's last save that you can load up, and then there's last rest.
Yeah,
I think. And so you rest at a campsite or an inn, and so they're two separate. So you kind of have two saves.
Well, I don't think like the save of the game is like necessarily the problem because their autosave is actually fairly forgiving. And then you can kind of set yourself up to where if you want to change something, you can go back to your last in save, which is the last time you like rested.
The
problem revolving around saves is the fact that there's literally only one locked save slot. Like, and it's not even the problem. It's almost not even a problem that there's a locked save slot. Or one save slot. The problem is that it's locked. You can't even say new game. Like, it is just locked.
Yeah, that's foolish.
So,
other than that, though, absolutely really liking this game.
It's incredible.
I don't know.
Dude, even the original Zelda had three game saves.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just why can't you just three on there? You don't need to give me 50.
Have they discussed why they made that decision at all? Has anybody seen anything?
No, they won't.
Assumed it was like, because there is this sense of like permanency as you go through the world. And that's why everything, like when I missed that cart, I was like, Jordan, I don't know where, I'm like getting crushed here.
Well, you said, I don't know where the guy is. And I says, well, you just got to go to the Capitol. Like that's where your quest says to go. He's just not going to be with you.
And then I got stuck at night and I didn't yet have a campsite with me. So I couldn't camp.
The world is cold and hard.
The world at night is very cold and hard.
It has to be a game design decision because
I think it is.
Well,
every single game we've had in the last 40 years has had multiple saves.
Well,
so they had to have made this decision.
I think the reason, and this is just me speculating, I think the reason they made the decision is because your characters in this game are kind of like, they're kind of like Final Fantasy 14, if you've ever played that. Your single character can be everything. If you roll a mage, you don't have to stay a mage. You can become a fighter and completely level up the fighter skill tree. And you can max out every single class skill. Like, your one character can be everything. And when it comes to character creation, it's very easy and cheap to get they're called metamorphosis things that you can take to the barber and redesign your character. So if you look at it from that perspective, it's like, oh, there's no need for a second save slot because you can just do everything. That being said, there should be, because sometimes you just want to start a new game.
I do think the point, though, like, for instance, my story, had I not went back to my in save, so cheating, my story at the beginning would have been wildly different than Jordan's because I missed something, but I don't think missing it is the right word.
Well, and
I didn't do.
You didn't miss it.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons in the respect that it's as much freedom as that. Or not Dungeons and Dragons, Baldur's Gate.
You didn't miss the story. You just now have to complete that quest differently than I did. Because the quest is still completable. And but like I said, very important people can be killed. Now, I can't tell you anything, but there is stuff later on that helps circumvent that. But
yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
People like it. It's very.
But I think
when something happens and you're like, "Whoa, that's wow! Why did you do that?"
Yeah,
yeah. But I think that that's intentional, and I think it's because of that Baldur's Gate 3 style of freedom.
Yeah. That being said, in Baldur's Gate 3, you can have multiple save slots.
Yeah. Suppose you remember when I killed the main character right off the bat in our playthrough?
Yes, I do. And so we're playing our playthrough.
I heard she's a big part of the story.
She.
I would love to know what happened.
It's a huge part of the
story. I would love to know what happened after when, you know, on our playthrough went because I kill her.
It'd be super interesting to see that. Which, by the way, so we had a different playthrough. They'll be posted on my channel every week, twice a week.
So
I'll plug myself, David. Nice job. Mr. McSpicy.
Jordan, where's your channel?
It's coming. We're working on it behind the scenes. Rye51 Gaming in chat, it says it is. They don't want scum saves, which I do think on the flip side of that, he's 100% right. Because there's a certain item in the game that's, let's compare it, its equivalency is the Golden Gun from N64.
The Sword of a Thousand Truths.
Yeah. I won't tell you what it is or where you get it, but the equivalent is like the Golden Gun from... Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the problem is this Golden Gun, quote-unquote Golden Gun, only has one bullet, and in its description says, as soon as this is released, the game will autosave. And I think that... and
see,
just like
cool,
they're saying... And, no, and that part of it, I agree, I think is incredibly cool, because if you use it and you're like, oh my gosh, I used that on that... person and stuff happened and now it's saved and I can't go back. Now you can kind of fudge the system and just, you know, like I said,
I think that's cool in concept, but it's the whole once game save and it's locked is anti-fun.
No, that part, yeah.
That is an anti-fun move.
Wait, but I
agree. Disagree with anti-fun.
No, and I agree with that too. Like I said,
what if you had to beat the game? And once you beat the game, it unlocked saves.
If you wanted to do something like this,
sure.
I mean, I brought the game up before. What is it? The 1992 NES Zelda?
Yeah.
There's three permanent slots. There's three.
No, but what I'm saying is they want you to experience it from the start.
But no, but you can because it doesn't cross over. You have a save, gameplay one save. Gameplay 2 save and Gameplay 3 save.
Yeah, I know what
and
you're
they
saying.
They don't over...
They're three separate games.
If you wanted to do that concept, then do that.
But well, and that's basically what they're doing with this update that they're coming out with.
Yeah,
okay. Everything stays the same. In your game, you're locked into decisions that you make by the actions that you take, which I do think, and I agree with Rye51, they don't want you to save scum, and I think that's a part of the game, which I do think adds... to the game because it adds weight to the game and it makes your choices matter. If you accidentally kill this guy, he's dead. You know, it adds weight to the game, which in turn, you know, makes the game more fun. But I don't know why you can't. It's like, oh, okay, I want to go start another character, but this time I'm not going to genocide this village. You know, I'll leave them lying and I'll do this over here. So, which is what they're eventually doing with updates that they're coming out with.
I think they should give it to you as a microtransaction option.
No, you don't. That would be a bad take.
I'd say $1.99 per save slot.
Where's your channel? Unsubscribe.
Limit 2.
Let me unsubscribe to X1 the Gamer.
Limit 2. $1.99.
And you don't want me to unsubscribe because I support you.
You do. You'd love to comment. I'm very excited.
I subscribed. I'm a member of your channel.
Oh, you are? Yeah, you have my new badge. I have a new badge.
Oh.
I've
been a member since like day one.
Oh, yeah. It's a Master Chief helmet.
Oh.
With gold. I think you have the gold.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll stay then.
Yeah, you should
stay. Even though your takes are pretty poor.
I think Fitzy is another one that has like the gold.
But I think we're all in agreement that Dragon's Dogma is...
fantastic.
I do think it's an incredible RPG.
Incredible.
Very fun.
Very fun. Xbox!
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to mention this before we move on to the next segment. I do want to say, as of, if we were to go back 4 days and then go back 10 years.
Yeah, it's our 10-year anniversary.
That was our first show.
Yeah.
I wanted to point that out. It has been 10 years of this show.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
And we're doing nothing special because none of us have time to do anything special.
Well, for our 500th episode.
Which is next episode.
This is $4.99.
Yeah.
So 500th episode is next episode.
Which is crazy that 10 years and 500 lined up.
That's 500 episodes.
500 episodes.
That we've sat down. It's 500 weeks.
Wow.
I mean, if the math checks out.
Now that's a decade. You go back to our first episode, I look young and thin.
Yeah.
That I had all the, like the, you could see the dreams that all, everything could happen.
See, now, you weren't beat down by life yet. Now,
this face right here.
You weren't beat down by life.
Bags under my eyes. Yeah, life has got me. Got me by the balls. But 10 years, I just wanted to point that out. That's, yeah,
next week,
deal.
Tune in, everybody. 500. It's our 500th episode. We'll just do...
probably nothing special. Lounge.
I'll be tuning in from Las Vegas. So I'll be coming at you from Las Vegas.
We're going mobile for our 500.
500 mobile.
Yeah. That's the special part.
So yeah. I'll be celebrating.
Yeah, you will, baby.
I'll be a magic mic or something.
That would be so great to have Magic Mike in the background. Oh, man. You're like, you're whispering, hey, guys.
Hey, I'm here, hey.
Thumping music.
Crotch in my face.
Crotch in your face. Oh, man.
There are some leaks this week of the Xbox Series X white version. And it looks just like the Xbox Series X and white and cheaper, and I like it. I think.
Can I give a hot take on this?
What? Yeah. Let David explain.
I was just going to say, okay, yeah. I think the issue here is after seeing Jordan's PlayStation Slim and that being like this new version that they're selling, that's a better way to do it than just this.
Can I give my hot take?
Yeah.
I don't care about this.
It's all digital. It will be cheaper than the $4.99 price point, most likely. And it's white.
Like everything you just told me, really, really, and I'm not trying to be mean or joking. Like I don't, I just don't care about this.
Once again, now had they done a slim, if they said Xbox Series X slim, would you care? I would say yes.
Maybe. I mean, the one thing that it does say it has is an improved heatsink. Which is good.
Yeah, but
that also makes me think, well, what's wrong with mine?
That's true.
So but no, I don't care.
So you're offended.
I remember when the Xbox Series, the Xbox One S came out.
Yeah.
And I got that one pretty much day one. It was either day one or day two because I was like, oh, okay, this is really cool. And it was basically the Slim. I think that's what the S stood for, is Xbox One X Slim or whatever, yeah. I don't know. And then you had the Project Scorpio, right? Which, what was that one called? The Xbox One X. Another thing, Xbox really just needs to consult, like, these names are getting out of control.
Sure.
But that's another topic. I don't know, I'm not excited for this. Maybe I'm wrong, but I really just don't care.
I'm not sure you're supposed to be excited about
maybe. It. Yeah, maybe it's for new people.
Yeah, I think that it's like a new
my favorite electronics are like the white look. I love crisp white. My PC towers are white.
Yep.
I love the X or the PlayStation like
vagina.
The white vagina look.
Yeah.
Like it's hard to, but no, I like white electronics. If I could get white with black accents, super sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my favorite. So I think I think
maybe you're wrong, this is for you. Yeah. I.
But I already have an Xbox Series X.
Yeah,
so.
I don't care.
I'm okay with the heatsink.
Yeah, my heatsink seems to be okay. I didn't have any worries about it until this post came out.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know, maybe I'm at that age where I just...
What? I'm
don't
actually
care.
Surprised that you don't care.
I think if it...
What if this had 11% speed? Like, if it was 11% faster?
Yeah, maybe I would care then.
Because... That's exactly what happened before.
Maybe it's because it's the same shell. Maybe I don't know.
I think that's it because you have just got a PlayStation Slim and you love it. like the look, you're excited about it, but it's because it's a slim. Like I think it has to be slightly different than what it is. Like slightly smaller reactor leak. Is this slightly smaller? To my understanding, it's not. It's just new components instead of the disk drive. But yeah,
think if they took out the disk drive, you'd have a little bit of room.
Well, like, that's probably why the heat sink's better.
Yeah, like you want to know what I think they should do for this that would be super cool. If they gave it to you like a GameCube look.
Like with a handle?
Like a cube. But you don't even need a handle, but just like a small cube that's white like that, would be cool.
You'd need a handle.
Yeah, if you
that's the superior console design.
Cut that thing in half, it is a GameCube.
Also, can I say the one thing I want back? Does the PlayStation even have one? It doesn't even have one, and I don't know why. I don't know the technical reasons they went away from it, but I miss it personally. The audio out.
Optical audio
out.
Well,
I do miss that a lot.
See, here's the deal. Like, so I'm recording the Baldur's Gate 3 playthrough. It took me forever to figure this out. And the internet basically says it's not possible. But I figured out a way to do it. So it's possible.
So it is possible.
Yeah. But it is, I think this happened several years ago. I think it has to do with legislation, believe it or not, with the audio out stuff. Because I think the only state in the United States that allows recording without both parties on the recording knowing about it is Nevada.
I thought Texas was like a one-sided recording.
It might be Texas, too.
Utah is as well.
No, I don't think Utah is.
No, I know it is for a fact.
Oh, okay.
We use it all the time.
Yeah. Well, I've had to use it. Only one person, like if there's a call of 50 people, only one person has to know.
That it's being recorded.
And consent, yeah.
Okay. Well, there are other states that disagree with that. And yeah. I think...
So that's the purpose, though.
I think the purpose is to make it so you cannot record party chat.
So to make it an inferior product. The purpose is to make it an inferior product.
I mean, that's essentially... Because they have basically made it near impossible to record. So because I'm playing Baldur's Gate 3, yeah. I want the people I'm playing with recorded. It was near impossible.
My headphone sound... has always been less than ideal on the Series X, even with, so I have the Astro Mix amp that I plug my headset into. On the Xbox One, worked swimmingly, was amazing. As loud as I want, as low as I want, party chat as loud as low, you could do it all. With the way that it works now, it kind of works, but it's not nearly, you don't nearly have the control, it's not as precise. The audio is just not as, it's never been as good. It's always been frustrating. Party chat's been never as good. I can never dial it in. I want my mic monitoring at a certain level that I can never get because it's a give and take. Whereas before, with a separate audio out on the Astro mix amp, I could do anything I want whenever I want. It was beautiful.
Yeah, well, now, because I have the Astro hooked up to that Xbox, now it still doesn't work. Like, it's straight up, you cannot get audio out of the Xbox when it comes to party chat and in-game chat as well.
Yeah. Well, the optical cable just allows you to capture that audio better. Or easier, is that what you're saying?
Like, separately.
The optical cable that, like, the Series X, or sorry, the One X used to have.
Quote, unquote, better, but yeah, I guess. Easier? Yeah.
I know my experience was far superior with the, because I would use the Astro Mix amp when I was streaming, and I could separate out myself, so you could hear just me. You could hear, I could bring in party chat anytime. I could adjust the levels on that.
By the way, it's never been
the same.
I think I know how you did it. Can I talk to you about it afterwards? Because I think I know how.
I'm not trying to keep it a secret.
Oh, do you just use party chat on the PC?
No.
Oh, there's a that's how I used to.
There's
do
a
it.
Dongle.
So the dongle doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work for like in-game chat. For example, when you're like playing Call of Duty, the in-game, the people talking, it doesn't pull through. Even if you switch to go through speakers and stereo.
Oh, see, David R. says you need an adapter from the Astro website. What?
Yeah, so that used to work and it doesn't anymore. Yeah.
Well, I think that was for David's particular issue.
Oh.
Yeah, yours is still...
They have literally, like, hard-capped the ability to
capture party chat.
Party chat. Yeah. Yeah. And especially in-game chat. It's and I think they did it just so they didn't have to deal with laws regarding recording people without knowing.
Yeah. I do wish they'd bring back the optical.
Interestingly enough.
I do wish they'd bring back the optical cable, though. I understand, like, it's a very niche subset of people that would use the optical cable, but it really made my setup a lot nicer.
What is the adapter, David R? Let me know what that adapter is. I would, because I miss it. I very much miss it. I very rarely do party chat now because it's never been the same.
You can make adjustments within the party chat.
Yeah, it's annoying, though. Help. I just want to do this. The physical knob, right?
Yeah,
here.
No, yeah, yeah. I get you.
Right here. Anyways, I would get this. If I had money, I'd get an extra one as white without a disc drive. Why not?
Well, you could get a Series S. It's smaller.
Yeah, but I want
that I saw value in, so I bought that.
But I want the
power. But this is going to be cheaper too, Jordan. The same power, better heat sink.
For my personal, I don't know, I'm still not interested. Like, for my needs, this does not interest me. By the way, and I'm, like you said, I'm not the target.
By the way, you guys seen the new LG gaming monitor OLED that dropped? Think of my TV as a 32-inch gaming monitor. And holy crap.
Yeah.
Take a guess on the price.
It's like
$1,500.
Yeah, it's super expensive, isn't
basically.
It?
Basically. Yeah. Yeah, that's right, you're right around there. 480 hertz.
480 hertz monitor?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm telling you, look it up. New LG 32-inch monitor. It's beautiful.
Can your eyes physically see?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
But
that's what David
just
said.
Having that.
That's what I told David. I said, David, your eyes physically can't see that.
LG.
And he literally said, yeah. But I would have it.
What am I looking up?
Just say LG 32-inch new gaming monitor.
480 hertz.
OLED. Yeah, it's OLED. OLED. Yeah. 1 week ago. There it is. Yeah. Although
this right here?
No, because it's on pre-order. That might be it.
I don't want to do any videos.
But the video up top, you'll see the gameplay of it and stuff.
This one right here?
I mean, I don't know if it's a good one.
I don't care to watch a video, David. I just want to see.
Well, I think it is that one. 15 days ago? Yeah, maybe it's this one. Let's see.
$1,499?
Pre-order. That's it. Yep, that's it. Pre-order.
Right here.
Yeah, you should see the. Oof, it's beautiful. I wish I had.
Go ahead and look at the specs on that bad boy.
I wish I had an extra 1300 because beautiful.
Okay, yeah. Where are the specs?
They usually put them where you can't find them.
Yeah,
they are right there,
so everyone can see it. There we go.
Dual mode 4K 240 or full HD at 480.
Gosh, that's so small.
And it. It's HDMI 2.1, correct?
Yep,
correct. Yeah, so you can use HDMI.
Works the first one that works with everything. Golden, baby. Chosen Gringo says, thanks, Jordan. I finally deleted my old save. Just started my new character.
Yeah, sometimes.
Now I can have a more helpful pod.
Again, if you're trying to erase on Xbox, manage game, go into your setting, erase your save file, back out, and I had to actually physically go back in and erase it a second time for it to say delete everywhere, and it's that delete everywhere screen that you want. Starts a new game, able to fix it. I'm glad you're able to do it, Chosen Gringo. That being said, you as a player should not have to go that in-depth to do it.
Yeah, that
I hope they come out with just, even if you just give me 3 save slots, you know? But it sounds like they are, and hopefully we'll get that patch relatively soon.
Yeah.
It only says 60 hertz.
No, up. Scroll up.
Oh, 240.
240 at full HD, 480 at... No, 240 at 4K.
Where are you seeing this?
Go back up. Up, up, up.
That's as high as you can go.
No. Go overview. Under features and specs.
Well, it's not on the all specs.
Right there. No, so right there. Dual mode. Hertz. Dual mode. 4K at 240.
So 1080 at 480?
Yep.
Got it. Wait, what is...
That is impressive. It's a lot of power.
Do you want to play games at 1080?
Well, it doesn't matter, because if it can do 1080 at 480 hertz, it can do 1440 at...
Well, it can do 240 at 4K.
No, so. it's doubled, so it's one or the other. So you either go 4K at 240 or 1080 at 480. So, I mean, I would...
Wait, so what if you did... Well, to be honest, 4K at 240 is still good.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work that way. So it would be 240 hertz is if you wanted to play higher than.
So it wouldn't allow, like, if you were to plug in and go to your Xbox settings and hit 1440p, it would not allow the 120 mode?
It's just a hotkey. It switches automatically.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I mean, that's still pretty dang amazing. But I would choose the 240 hertz just because I.
Well, I mean, if you can do 4K at 240, why not?
Yeah. You
know? Like, well, I'm telling you, when you look
at the picture. I've never played on 240 before, and I would like that in my life.
It's like my television. 4K 240. And you've seen. Ask Jordan. Jordan came up and Dragons. I had my Series X playing Dragon's Dogma down in my basement, moved it up to my television.
Yeah,
Jordan came up to see it and was like, oh my goodness, the graphics are better up here.
No, it is. I used to not think this, but in the past years, I've realized the screen that you have and the color accuracy and the
vibrancy.
It is the
clarity.
It incredibly matters. Me and David are playing the exact same game on the exact same machine, literally, the Xbox Series X. On his TV, graphically, the game looks better. It's not running any better. It doesn't have any extra hardware that I don't. Yeah, but because of the way the colors look on, it's just such a, it's amazing.
Yeah, I will never get a cheap TV again.
What if I bought this?
This?
Yeah,
dude. Yes, if you bought it, we got to try it out.
Watch it suck.
$1,400 for a monitor.
We should do a whole members lounge stream.
I get it.
Checking it out.
I get it.
Yeah, but I'd be running at 4K 240.
Yeah.
Well, what? I mean, I don't know if my computer can do that because 4K in and of itself takes a lot. You need
to get a 4090 Ti. Yeah.
So add that into the price. How much are we looking? $5,000?
But still, even just for your Xbox, it's amazing.
The Xbox, like, but it depends on the game. I mean, uncapped 30.
Yeah, that uncapped 30. No, but hey, I can feel that uncapped 30.
But the visuals, when you watch the thing, the visuals are like my television on a 32-inch. It's amazing.
The vision, like, I don't know if you call it color accuracy or maybe just the HDR or whatever, but there is a, you get what you pay for when you buy high-quality products or high-quality TVs.
So on the Xbox, what games run at 120?
Dirt and Forza, I think.
No.
Yeah, Forza
Motorsport is 60.
Oh, that's odd. But Dirt, I know, runs at 120.
Dirt is 120.
Good question.
Dirt is 120, I know, because I've done it.
Dirt 5, I guess is what it is. Yeah. Does Halo run at 120?
I don't know.
I can't remember if it was 120. I know it runs at, for sure, it's 60, but is there a 120 mode? I can't remember if there is or not. But
imagine Forza on this thing, even at 60, like, it's looking smooth.
And 30 inches. 30 inches is a good size.
I have 32. A list.
32.
Battlefield That's 5.
32, right?
Oh, Battlefield 5 is 120?
Devil May Cry 5. Borderlands 3. Dirt. Forza Motorsport. Doom Eternal. Fortnite. Halo Infinite. Sea of Thieves. Gears 5.
Sea of Thieves, huh?
Starfield is actually on the list. That surprises me.
So this is, this is 120 on the Series X?
Xbox Series X 120 first-person shooter games.
Frames per second.
I do that all the time.
I said, oh my gosh, my brain broke. But yeah, 120.
Forza Motorsport is on there?
The old one. Go back to Forza.
It was Forza Motorsport.
Oh, that's the new one. Yeah, I told you.
No, I
gaslighting him.
I have. Is that new? I don't think that's accurate. What list is this?
Let me look.
It's the list of 120 games that run it. Or
this is just a Google search, so.
I don't
the
think
internet
that's,
could be lying to
I
me.
I think that's wrong because I tried my Motorsport on my television for the 120, and it's 60. And I remember it being a big deal that it was just 60.
They could have come out with updates. Remember that, right?
Yeah. That's what I'm asking. Is it?
David, which TV do you have? LG C.
It's the LG C2. The C3 is the newer one, and this isn't even the top of the line of the LG.
No, yeah.
This is like right below the top of the line, and it's fantastic. So before, when I say I have...
Okay, this is from Windows Central. It says, list of games that support 120 FPS on Xbox Series X. Now, keep in mind that you're probably going to have a really low resolution when you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Apex Legends is on there.
Plague Tale at 1440, though.
1440, yep, a Plague Tale. A lot of old games. I think they must be retroactively adding support to these because Battlefield.
Yeah, remember
4,
they added the what was it FPS boost to a lot of older games.
A lot of games. Battlefield Hardline, a game that lasted a week,
incredibly old.
Yeah, so there's a lot of games. I mean, that's just the
Gears
bees.
5, Gears, and at 4K.
Yeah, Gears 5 at 4K.
Wow, that's awesome. Dirty.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So yes, David, there are a lot of games that can.
Hyperscape, that was a shame.
I know, this is like taking us down.
I know, it's like, you know, that game, like, Like, it had good... it's just, it was, that's
Minecraft on, Dungeons at 4K.
On Forza Sports support website, it's 60.
Well, we haven't gotten to Fs yet.
That's we passed Fs.
Oh, did we? Yeah. Oh, there we go. Fortnite.
Yeah, on now on...
Forza Motorsport is on, not on this list from Windows Central.
Yeah.
And so Fortnite is 1440p.
So I think that other list was counting games, PC games, because on PC you could get 120. Yeah,
this is specifically saying Series X.
Yeah, Series X. Yeah, I knew it was 60.
Yeah, this has this has a lot of games. Overwatch.
Hey, Persona 3 and 4 at 4K also.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Mr. Dominic DiBiaso has the LG C1 and C3. Yes. I have the C2. Fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of games.
Fantastic. Yeah, it's my favorite TV I've ever owned. I can never go.
If I didn't have to take my kids on vacation this summer, I would buy this.
Do it anyways.
Yeah, you ever thought of
do
that?
Do it anyways.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, David, you're terrible.
Yeah, do it.
Dad, anyways. Why didn't we go on vacation this year? Do you see what this TV looks like?
Yeah, look at this.
Well, it's on pre-order. When does come it here. Drop? When is? Does it say the date?
You're right. If I just put it on credit. It's free money, right?
It's free money, baby.
Isn't that your...
Yeah, when you click pre-order...
Or is this just like a...
It doesn't say when, does it? There's no date.
Well, that's actually not... That's... Doesn't
How
seem...
is this on pre-order and you already have 5 reviews?
Because all that's why I saw it. All the YouTubers were sent monitors, those lucky...
So then it's got to be coming out soon,
yeah, it's
right?
soon. It's like in the next...
I mean, I guess you could go on the payment plan as low as $248 per month.
Pre-orders are expected to start shipping on April 15th. April 15th, Jordan.
$248 per month.
You could have...
Could probably squeeze the vacation in if we do $248 per month. So that is tempting, though. Just because... It's tempting not because... It's just tempting because I've seen what a good screen can do to your gaming experience.
Yeah, and 32 inch.
It's just
well. Here's the thing, and if you're gaming
well,
on a desk,
well, that's 32, isn't it, Mark? Or is that 30?
That one's 32.
Yeah, so that's the size of
that's
it.
That's the size of it. Yeah,
yeah. Gaming on a desk, 32 is like the perfect size, I think.
Yeah.
Because mine would be multi-purpose. You know, I could use it for the computer, use it for
what
the
is
Xbox.
This 42?
That's
how did you go 10 inches? Like that's not. I think you need to recalibrate your internal measurement.
Oh, that's a 48, I think.
48. That's not 48. Or, and that's only 32?
50, 48 or 50.
That's got to be 50. 52.
I'm going to go grab a tape measure. Yeah.
No, that's not 50.
It's 52. You're right.
No, it's
there's
not
no
52.
TV that's 52. There's 50, then 55.
Oh, then it's 50. I apologize.
No, guaranteed it's
look,
not.
That's 32.
It's 32. Is that 32?
Yeah, that's 32.
That one's definitely 27 over there.
Yeah, that's 32.
Okay, so that's 32.
27, 32, 50.
Yeah.
Any guesses in chat?
Darv says I looked into the LG versus Samsung. Probably go with LG. So when you say when you hear OLED, LG owns OLED.
Do they though?
That's from LG, to my understanding.
But and don't other people have OLED? They just lease it from LG or something?
I don't know how it works exactly. So, yeah. But all I know is LG owns it because after I like went down a rabbit hole.
I
used to think Samsung or Sony. I always wanted a Sony. I was like Sony's the best. After having an LG, like I'm hooked. Like they, I bought my washer LG washer and dryer because of my TV. Literally, it's like they're great appliances. And now my now my washer and dryer talk to my television.
They do. They say your laundry's done.
It'll come up in pink. Hey,
no, Darv, I was the same thing because Xbox. Remember, Xbox is like partnered with Samsung, so I was looking at all the Samsung. And don't get me wrong, those are nice TVs too. But when we were comparing the Samsungs to some of the LGs, I was just LG just had Lord. This like it. There was just like a crisp
a white
in the
glove.
Picture. Yeah, yeah, I don't know. It was just there was I don't know. It was it just seemed LG. They just know what they're doing.
Well, now that we're on televisions and Mark whipped out his tape measure, you know it's time to end the show. So
I couldn't find one.
It's 50 inches. Oh. We discussed it while you're gone.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
That is not 50.
Yeah, it is, because that's 32.
No, that's not 50.
So if you
that's
put 40, that there.
I'll find a tape.
Yeah, that's 48. Yeah.
Wait, hit the outro while you go find
the show,
it.
Guys, thank you very much for tuning in. Next week, our 500th episode. Appreciate you all. The Members Lounge is right after this for our members. Don't miss it. YouTube.com/X1Bros. Check out Mr. McSpicy's channel. Check out my channel.
And eventually, in a and while, eventually check Jordan's out Jordan's channel.
I don't know what he's
sits
be doing.
On a sits on a couch next to a
I think
fireplace.
He should have a 24-hour stream going of just like his room.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Or like his desk. Yeah. Just watch him play.
I would love that.
See you guys, have a good one. We'll be right back.